Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
So, we've met.
Yep.
Orientation, maybe?
First day.
So I told you about myself. You told me about yourself.
We introduced each other.
So we'll do a brief reintroduction then. I'll reintroduce myself, and as I take attendance, I would like you to reintroduce yourself, and I'll give you some guidelines about how I want you to do that, okay?
Thank you.
I'll give you some guidelines. So my name is Heather Kozlikowski, and welcome to class. It's okay. In the future, you'll give me late slips, but not today. So I'll be your instructor for the next 8 weeks for Mondays and Tuesdays. Monday is class, Tuesday is lab.
Cool.
I graduated from Specs Howard in 96. I came here right after high school. After graduating, I moved to Saginaw, worked in classic rock. I did afternoon drive, evenings and middays. I took acting classes. I went to Rochester College. I graduated with my Bachelor's of Science from Rochester. I have done films and plays and voiceover work with acting. I do internet radio, which is now on YouTube where you can see us, which is weird. I also do stand-up comedy. I have a show on February 13th at Joey's in Livonia.
Cool.
And Monday, February 13th at Joey's in Livonia. Yep, I produce an all-female show called The Laugh Riot Dolls, so it's all-female stand-up comedy. And I've been here 8 years. I've been teaching at Specs Howard 8 years. So if I were to sum up my passion in a word, which is what I want you guys to do when I take attendance, I want you to tell me what your passion is, and we're going to sum that up in a word. I would say that my passion is performance, whether it be, you know, being in front of a class and teaching, whether it be on stage, on air, you know, film or theater. It's all about performance for me. That's my, like, through line. So in one word, what is your passion? And it doesn't have to be industry related, you know, if it's your kids or food or your dog, whatever. I mean, Catherine.
Theater. I guess I have no idea.
One word.
Passion. Indecisive.
You're not sure what your passion is yet?
No.
Okay. Eric.
Here. My passion is my family.
Brian.
No, here. My passion would be, I guess, teaching music.
Aaron.
Stuart.
I'm sorry, bro.
Timothy.
Here. Communication.
Shane.
Right here. I'll probably say film.
Aaron. The news. Blues. Ah, do you listen to CSX on Sundays?
The most. Like, I don't know what that is.
Leave that there. So that was Aaron. Marcus.
Here. Rock.
Brian.
Here. Passion is my daughter.
Christopher. Anything what?
Technology related to the film.
All right, now I gotta say, rethink my.
Trey.
Same.
Zachary.
Yeah, my passion's film.
Brandon. No Brandon? Absent?
You and me saying that.
Brandon is absent?
Yeah.
Samson.
Right here. My passion is film.
Jeremy.
Here.
Michael.
Here. Sports.
Ryan.
Here. Family.
Mark.
Here.
Like wrestling gigging?
No.
Christine.
Here. Right here. Happiness.
David.
Wait, what?
You guys are happiness. Jeez,
Lane.
My passion is sadness. You guys are very. David, where's David?
Not here.
Geneva. Geneva. Geneva.
Genevia.
Genevia.
New girl.
Entertainment. Barry.
My passion is teaching.
Richard.
RJ.
His passion would be directing films.
Richard K.
Kazuwitz.
Wow.
Oh, I had it.
Kizakabish?
Nah.
Kwana.
Not here.
Armin.
Yeah.
Right here. This
class.
Oh, yeah? As an RBF 14?
No, like your class.
Oh, as in radio. Oh, first day.
Robin.
Marilyn.
Here. Music.
Corey.
Here. That's so many words.
Okay. Christian.
It's hyphenated.
Stand by for Christian.
I get that.
Brittany.
Naraya.
Right here.
To be funny.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Johnny.
Ark.
Ark.
She is funny.
Kiwana.
I'm gonna go by Mercy. With an I, not a Y.
Just one second. I print out a new roster every single day, so you have to keep on reminding me, and eventually I'll get it.
Oh, it's fine. Singing. Yeah.
Crystal.
Yeah. Networking.
Networking. Alicia.
Oh,
Jessica.
Here. Music.
Paul.
Here. Sports.
Ashley.
Here. I go with Paul.
Again, same thing with Marissa.
My passion is performance as well.
Catherine.
Here. Radio. Katie. Or as you like to call me on orientation day, Jack.
Somebody's holding a grudge.
Right.
Oh, because there were two Catherines or something? Are there still two Catherines?
Yeah.
Do you have a cat named Jack?
I have a brother named Jack.
My cat's name is Jack.
Maybe that's why.
I apologize.
Did you tell us you were a cow in Ohio?
At the Indiana Dairy Museum, yes.
Indiana, okay.
I've never been there.
But you're still doing it?
It was a job, a voiceover job that I did. And supposedly, there's a museum there, and I am the voice of a cow in the museum.
Okay, all right.
That's pretty cool.
Robert.
Sports.
Lakeisha.
Here. Writing.
Don't you want to go hear that?
They sent me the footage.
Oh, okay.
I am this cow.
Awesome. It was pretty awesome.
Richard.
Oh, here. Same music.
Taisha.
Taisha.
Here.
Jordan.
Here.
Over here.
No. What's your passion?
What?
Music.
Spider-Man. Kimberly.
Anything extreme?
Extreme.
Like extreme sports?
Sports.
And adrenaline jumps.
Alana.
Alana. Music.
Spider-Man. So you guys are a pretty rambunctious class. I can tell already. And there are a lot of you, so I need you guys to remember some things. I need you to remember the phrase stand by and what that means, and I want you to respect that. So what does it mean when I say stand by?
Be quiet.
Chill out.
It means stop talking. Cease talking immediately. And I need you guys to respect that. When we take attendance, I need you to respect that. When we take out attendance, I need you not to get up when your name is called, to go for the door, to leave. I need you to remain seated until I finish with everyone. I know some teachers let you kind of filter out. I cannot do that because I have some scar tissue in my ears. And I think from being a kid and sticking things in there.
Yeah.
What, you never did that when you were young?
No.
I still got a marble in my ear.
So when all of you are, there's a lot of noise going on. I can't isolate it on one sound. So it's a big deal for me to have you guys respect that during attendance. And it's a big deal for you for me to get attendance right. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want my hard work for you too.
What?
I want that
attendance. You rambled a lot. You want that perfect attendance award at the end?
Oh, yeah. You
don't
know that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get mad. It's over. It's only one person.
So, why don't you guys tell me, and please raise your hand if you've heard anything. Tell me what you've heard about this class. What do you know about this class, if anything?
Nothing.
You guys haven't heard anything?
No.
Someone said it was fun.
Yeah. No.
Starts at 11.
Did they lie? It's fun. It starts at 11.
Yeah.
I heard you were a cool teacher.
That I was a cool teacher.
Yeah.
Second. All people say that I'm a terrible teacher.
Yeah, they're saying mean stuff. I said, don't you talk like that.
Listen. They said I was evil. Yeah. Stand by.
Is this the class where we learn how to edit and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, I heard it was hard then.
You heard it was hard?
Yes, I heard it was very
difficult.
How was your class?
Confusing?
No, that's what the semester two kids told us.
I was in this class for like 2 weeks before I had to switch to this because I got a new job, so I had to wait for more class. It was kind of challenging for me. Hopefully, we might teach it a little differently and receive it a little differently, but it was a little challenging.
Editing for radio only, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep. So I want you to know that you are all right. I am an awesome teacher, and I am also a terrible teacher. Meaning that...
terribly awesome.
Yeah, no. Meaning that we're going to have fun in this class if you want to have fun in this class. If you want to make it a struggle for me to teach you, then I'm going to have to, teach in a style that isn't that much fun. You know what I'm saying? We're not, and you need to, this is the industry where you get to be a personality and have fun and you have to follow all the rules, right? And that's what this class is like. I want you to be a personality, I want you to have fun, and I want you to follow all of the rules. And that's what I'm going to be doing too. I'm going to be a personality, I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to follow all of the rules. So that's where it kind of comes in, you know, where, I'm fun, and I'm not fun. Because it's true. I'm fun, and I'm not fun. And that's how the class is. And that's how the industry is. You know, you need to be professional, get your job done, and be a personality and be fun. Okay? So, but if you want it to have no personality and no fun, that can happen too. To where this class is just all about work and nothing about play. It depends on how you guys want to conduct yourself as a class. If I spend all my time trying to, like, reel you in and get you to stand by, then that's what I'll be spending all my time doing and won't be able to move forward in discussion and talk about things of interest regarding, you know, the industry. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be dealing with music. You're going to be dealing with news. You could make this about sports if you wanted to. It's definitely radio production using Adobe Audition and talking about where it's a little bit confusing. We do hand you a packet that we're going to go through. I do tutorials on the first day of lab in each studio. So the first day is confusing. The first lab is confusing. But it's all set up for you to be able to follow these notes and to have your instructor to help you through it, and then we're going to move through it. But what can't happen is for you to expect to be able to go, I got it. You know, people do that. I go into lab and I go, where are your notes? And they say, they're in my bag. I need you to have your notes. You need to use your notes. You need to take your own notes in addition to these notes. Yes, ma'am.
Where are the Adobe labs?
They are in the same studios that you guys had in first quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You're just going to be using another program on that computer.
I had one in there because I was doing my radio show over, and I had one in there, and I was just chatting with some other people. And they was kind of showing me a little bit how to do, like, the little program. But it seems fun, like, once you really get to know.
It is, yeah. I think if you like attention to detail, if you like creativity, you're really going to like editing. Who has edited before? Who has edited with a program before? Who's used some Adobe Audition or Cool Edit Pro? Okay, cool. What I need you guys to remember is that this is a second quarter class called Introduction to Radio Production. This is the same class that I took when I learned on reel-to-reel and used a razor blade and China marker and tape. It's the same class. Just now, technology is so that we move forward, and now we're teaching you radio production using an editing program. So there are things that I'm going to ask you to do that you will say, oh, but I can do that. Adobe can do that for me. Know that there's a reason why I'm asking you to do it. If you don't, and please ask me if you're not sure. As an example, you cannot edit your voice in this class. If you make a mistake, you need to delete it and re-record it. So of course, those of you who have used the editing program know, I can just delete my mistake. I can just take that one point off and re-record that. In this class, you will never edit your voice. If you do, you lose points. And the reason why I want you not to edit your voice is I want you to be able to read 30 or 60 seconds at a time without fluffing, stumbling, or hesitating. If you have a stutter, I need you to work on that so that you can talk for 30 or 60 seconds at a time without having a program fix your mistakes for you. So there's a reason for that. So if you ever have a question as to why I don't want you to do something a certain way, ask me, and then please know that everything is set up for a purpose. There's a reason for everything. It's not just thrown out there just to mess with you. There's a purpose for it. Any questions so far?
So this is the syllabus. You have the proper spelling of my name for my emails. You have my extension. You have the grading breakdown. You have all of the assignments that we're going to be doing. If you are absent, we're going to jump right down to special course conditions. If you are absent, you have until the end of... So this is what's going to happen. There's two labs for every assignment. So if you look at the handout, we have the edit exercise, week 10. We're in week 9. So you get introduced to the assignment the first week, and then the second week you finish it. So there are two labs for every assignment. Let's say that you're absent... Tuesday. Let's say you're absent Tuesday, which is tomorrow when we start this assignment. At the end of every Tuesday, when you first get the assignment, you have to save it onto flash drive. Did you guys get flash drives yet?
No.
Yep.
Are they
going to
give us one?
I'll get you some, yeah. I'll get them tomorrow for you. You'll each be issued a flash drive. So at the end of lab tomorrow, you must save your work onto flash drive. Everybody got that?
Yes.
Then you're going to bring it to class the following Monday. If you do not bring it to class, you lose 6 points. You're not gaining 6 points. You're just losing 6 points. Basically, you're showing me what you did in lab, right? You're not going to go to lab tomorrow and do nothing. You're going to go to lab and you're going to start it. And then you're going to save it, and you're going to bring to class the flash drive that shows me that you started the assignment. And that's 6 points. If you're absent tomorrow, I don't expect you to bring me the flash drive on Monday because you were absent. I don't penalize you for being absent. If you're absent when the assignment is due, which is every second Tuesday, so every other Tuesday an assignment will be due. If you're absent the day an assignment is due, I will give you until the end of the next lab to finish it for full credit. So I don't penalize you for being absent. If you're absent, something happens. I mean, we're all adults. Things happen. We have lives, right? If you are here, though, and you don't get the assignment done, you can get no higher than a 69. I'll say, you'll come to me and you'll say, I can't hand it in. I'm here. I don't have it done. And I'll say, I want you to get it to me by, and I'll give you a day to get it to me by, for a late grade, no higher than a 69. You see that there, 69% towards the bottom. So if you're here and you do not get it done, I will give you a late date, and you can hand it in for no higher than a 69. You guys got that? If you are absent, you come in the next week, and you do not get it done, right? And you do not discuss with me why you didn't get it done, where I can give you a date to say, okay, get it to me tomorrow for a late grade, you're going to get a zero. It's all about communication. If you don't, I'm not going to penalize you for being absent, but if you don't talk to me and tell me what's happening, then chances are, if you don't hand it in, you're going to get a zero. You're not going to have an opportunity for a late grade. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you're not here, you have until the end of the following lab to complete it for full credit. If you cannot complete it, you must discuss with me so that I can give you a late grade date. If you do not, you receive a zero. I'm not going to hunt you down. You need to be a grown-up and come to me and talk to me about what's going on so that I can give you an extension. so I can tell you when your late grade, you know, would be. So if you don't talk to me, you're just going to get a zero. So you guys know how to contact me, my email address, mm-hmm. or my extension?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the edit assignment, that's two labs, you'll get that today. The commercial is two labs. The midterm, we have a review for, and then we take it in class. The station promo is two labs. The concert promo is two labs. The final exam, we review for, and we take it in class. So, yes, ma'am?
Are we also writing these, too, or are you basically giving us certain things and we're editing it? Like, the whole purpose is just to learn how to edit.
The edit exercise, there's no writing. It's just performance and editing.
Okay.
But then commercial, you write it and perform it. The station promo, you write it and perform it. And the concert promo, you write it and perform it.
Okay.
But you never hand in a script. But you do have to write it.
Okay.
Yep. Any other questions about your syllabus? Do you guys know what the spiral of silence is?
Mm-hmm.
What, you want to tell us what it is? Yeah.
Spiral of silence.
No one has talked and no one's ever going to talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I ask you, you know, are we having a spiral of silence, what I mean is, are you not asking a question because no one else is asking a question? Because there's nothing worse than you guys all leave and a student stays after and asks me a question that everyone needed to hear. And it happens a lot because people are afraid to ask questions, or because no one is asking a question, they won't ask a question. So I'll use that term. I'll ask if we're having a spiral of silence, or maybe I'll just go like this. Just my way of saying, hey, if you really have a question, ask me. Yeah.
How often does your comedy troupe perform?
This is how I get the...
Non-related question.
But that's a pretty good one.
It was silence.
We've been about doing it once a month now. It was once every other month, but now it's about once a month.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything booked past February, but I'll let you know. Or you can like the Laugh Riot Dolls on Facebook. You can find out.
What's
there.
It called?
The Laugh Riot Dolls.
Okay.
Can we
add you on Facebook?
Yeah. The Laugh Riot Dolls. Yeah, like us the Laugh Riot Dolls. I usually don't friend you on Facebook until after I'm done with you, or I get sick of seeing your little face sit there, and then I'll click. Then I'll click and find. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it racks it up?
Right.
Like they're waiting for you. I usually try to wait until we're done.
It's all stand up or improv?
It's all stand up.
What's the age appropriateness?
Comedy clubs are usually 21 and up.
Is it extra credit if you go?
No. Any other questions about the syllabus? Yes.
I just got a question about the software. Is that possible to get on your own?
Yes. And this is, we use 1.0, which you'll be able to get
at home.
Yeah. Look online because it's an older version of it. They have newer versions now, so it is something that you should be able to get fairly easily because it is an older version. And if you do have a newer version at home, they're not going to communicate. Yes?
We're not adding your voice. What are we adding?
Oh, we'll go into that into great detail.
Okay.
Number one would be music. Number two would be someone else's voice. But you never edit your voice.
Okay, so you can go always voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we going to end up using? Is that like obscene words, or?
That's a possibility, depending on what music you pick for later assignments. But like for the commercial, you have to edit two pieces of music together. So in this class, we're going to edit voices, but never yours, someone else's voice. We'll edit music, meaning that you could be taking out swear words out of music that you bring in for some assignments.
Oh, so we can bring music.
Yep, but this is all going to be for future assignments. On this first, I'll break down each assignment week by week. So yeah, there will be those things. You'll be able to bring in your own music in future assignments. Not this first one. And you'll be editing music together, taking out swear words, reversing sounds if you want to.
No.
Yeah, you guys ready to get started?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to be... We're going to have a lot of info thrown at you right now. If you do your best to follow along with these notes, you know, get a highlighter out, take notes in addition to these notes. Don't go ahead, follow along with me, because I'll be jumping around within the book. If anybody has two books in one, I apologize. I stapled you because the machine wasn't, so I may have put two books together. So, I'm going to assign you into a studio, and you are a large class, so I believe everyone will have partners. And I assign them. You do not pick them.
How are you picking the studio?
Alphabetically. All right, you guys ready?
Yes, we are.
The first thing you do, page one, the first thing you do is create a folder in my document. Saving is the hardest part. You guys are going to get the editing. You're going to be whizzes at editing, okay? Whizzes. But saving is what's going to get you late grades. If you're the type of person who's here and you get your work done and you get a late grade in this class, I guarantee it's from not saving correctly. If you hand in your work for me to grade and I cannot open it because you did not save it correctly, you will get a zero. And the opportunity to hand it back in for a late grade, no higher than a 69, at the end of the next lab. Okay? So you don't get punished for being absent, right? And if you're here and you get the assignment in, but you do not save it correctly, that's going to get you a late grade. A zero, then you save it, you hand it back in, and then it's no higher than a 69. That happens, okay? It's going to happen to some of you. Saving is the hardest part. So if you're going to pay attention to anything, if you're going to try to be awake for anything today, please let it be awake for saving. The computers are not connected, so when you sit down at a computer and you're starting your assignment, you're going to create a folder in my document. And these directions tell you how. I'm going to the Start menu, up to Documents, up to My Documents. I can right-click on the white, or I could go File, New. I'm going to right-click on the white and go to New Folder. And I'm going to call this, I have lots of Heathers in here. I'm going to call this, I think I have Jack in here too. Who has a cat? What's your cat's name?
Donnie.
Donnie?
Tawny is T-A-W-N-Y.
Tawny P1, because this is Tawny's Project 1. Your folder will be your name. See how it says Katie Smith P1? That's what your folder will be called. Your name P1. So this is Tawny P1. Actually, I'm going to call it Tawny Test. Tawny Test P1. So that's where I'm going to save everything, into my documents. I create a folder in my documents. I save everything in that folder. Now, the next page, 2.0, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, 2.4, 2.5, those all describe the session, okay? I'm going to describe that to you, but I want you to first go to page 3.0. Because all that stuff is just kind of describing the session for you, what those things do and everything. But the first thing you do in lab is create a folder. Then you're going to open a new session. So we're going to go in order. So we create our folder. Now we're going to open a new session. The first thing we do is pop two left clicks on the Adobe Audition icon. Then we're in the session. This is what's called a session. It's this screen with these four tracks, right? So we're going to go File, New Session. You must do this every time you start a new one. File, New Session. Okay to 48,000. It had it on 44.1. You have to click okay to 48. And then it's right here on page 3.0. Double left click Adobe Audition. File, New Session, and then D, okay to 48,000.
Yep.
And then you click okay. Then it tells you some reasons, some things that will happen if you do not do this. You won't be able to record. When you record, the speed will be too fast. So it's very important that you do that. So there we did. We created a new session. Now I want you to go to page 3.1. First time saving your session. 3.1. Everybody got that? First time saving your session. This is my session, the screen right here. I'm going to save it. I haven't done anything to my session. I haven't added any waves to it, but I have this session. So I go File, Save All. And now I need to navigate to my folder. Do you see where that arrow is and it says Your Studio C, Documents and Settings? Do you guys see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Write the phrase Navigate to My Folder in the margin next to the arrow. Because that's a term I'm going to use a lot. To remind you,
navigate
to your folder. Yep.
How do you make sure you're in your folder? It's that arrow, that arrow after D.
Oh.
Yep. How do you know you're in your folder? Because you navigated to your folder. So, my folder. Is in my document. And I do not even see a Studio C here. Oh, I'm going to move it. There we go. C, Classroom C. Documents and Settings, Studio Dad, My Documents, and then there's Tawny Test P1. It's that path. Right there. Everything I just did is right there by that arrow. That path. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm in Tawny Test P1. My session, see how it says Save As Type down here? That's a session. See how it says File Name? If you leave stuff as untitled, I know that you're not saving correctly. I know that you don't care enough to type in what it is. So that's a cue for me to go, this person isn't saving correctly. So we're going to type in Tawny Test P1. Your session will be the same as your folder, Tawny Test P1. Yours would be your name, P1. And click OK. So now my session is in my folder. You guys with me on that? All right, so now let's get to know some things in this session. And this is if we were to go back. If you wanted to go back, page 2.0, page 2.1, the multi-track view, that's also the session. That's the same thing as the session, the multi-track view. This is what it looks like, and it's also the session. Go ahead and go to page 2.2, the edit view. So this is the multi-track view. Right? This little toggle switch right here, this takes me to the edit view. See this little toggle switch? See how it looks like the multi-track view? I click on that, now I'm in the multi-track view. I click on it again, now I'm in the edit view. If you find yourself in the edit view, toggle back over, because in this class, the edit view is kept as a master copy. See how it says it at the end of page 2.2? That's on the test, kept as a master copy. Those of you who have used Adobe Audition before, you know that you can edit in the edit view. And some of us may even edit in the edit view of this class to take out some swear words, things like that. But when I test you on what the edit view is used for in this class, you say to keep as a master copy. You do not do any edits in there. Because when you edit the edit view, you edit your original waveform. You got that? When you edit the edit view, you edit your original waveform. So if we do not edit it and we make a mistake, we can always go back and get it and start from scratch. That's why in this class we keep the edit view as a master copy. So if you find yourself there, toggle back. Alrighty? Now, page 2.3 is telling you about RS&M. Each track has an RS&M. See how we have four tracks? There are many more tracks. There are 128 tracks. We usually only use about 4 to 8, but there are 128. So each track has an R button. With R engaged, you're saying, okay, I want that track to accept audio. I'm going to be recording in audio, and this track is going to take it. And I can select R on more than one track. So that's why you have to be very careful. If you've recorded on this track, and then you're done and you want to go to this one, you have to make sure you disengage R, or else you're going to record right over that one. So R is for record. It engages the track to record. S is solo. By itself, you can only solo one track at a time. Okay? If I hit the space bar, see that sweeping white line? That's telling me where I'm at in my audio. I have no audio here, but it's playing. And that white line is sweeping through all 128 tracks, all at the same time. That's why I solo it, because I would only want track 1 to play. I'd only want track 2 to play. I could hold control and I could have track 1 and track 2 play. So S is for solo. By itself, you can only solo one track at a time. But if you hold control, you can solo more than one track at a time. So S is for solo. M is for mute. So again, if I hit play, space bar, if I hit play, it's going to play everything, all 128 tracks. But if I mute one, it won't play track one. Or if I mute 1, 2, and 3, it will not play tracks 1, 2, and 3. So S and M are for playback, solo and mute. R is for record. It engages the track to accept audio. R, S, and M. Any questions so far? Then we have your play buttons on page 2.4, the transport buttons, rather. Stop. The space bar plays and stops, also Alt-S, but I prefer the space bar. There's the play, which is also the space bar, or Alt-P, or the play button. There's pause. If you ever want to know what something does, just let your cursor hang out. There's play to end. Can everybody see that? There's play looped. There's rewind to the beginning, rewind, fast forward, rewind to the or fast forward to the end. Then here's the actual record light. R engages the track to record, but you're not actually recording until you hit the record light. And I'll go over that in more detail in a little bit.
So you have to hit both?
Yep. Yep. And then you have your zoom buttons, which is on page 2.5. Zoom in horizontally, zoom out horizontally, zoom out full both axis. Zoom in vertically, zoom out vertically, zoom into right edge of selection, zoom into left edge of selection. That is number 5. And number 4 is zoom into selection. So you kind of see how I went 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 6, 5, 4. I kind of went in a little circle. The ones that I recommend you use are the ones on yellow. Okay, so the ones on yellow are 4, 5, and 6. I recommend you use those, and then I also recommend you use number 3, that's zoom out full both axis. So I will call that the magnifying glass on white. So do you see this yellow dotted play line?
Mm-hmm.
That's your edit mark. I'm popping a left click and I'm moving it all around. See how my time is, see how my time will change?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I wanted to edit here, I would pop a left click to get my edit mark there. When I hit the space bar to play, it will play from there. So it's yellow, it's dotted, it's the play line. That's my edit mark. It's represented by this yellow piece of paper. So when I zoom in, I never lose it. I can always see it. Okay? If I were to zoom in on another magnifying glass, you see how I've lost it? You see how you don't see it anymore? Watch. It's out of my sight. Magnifying glass on white brings everything back into view, and if I were to zoom on any yellow, I never lose that edit mark. And that's important. So I can describe it another way. Let's picture a basketball, okay? And picture I draw a line on the basketball. If I'm zooming in using any of the magnifying glasses on yellow, I'm always going to see that yellow line. I'm always going to see it. But if I draw a little yellow line on the basketball and I zoom in, not on yellow, I'm going to go to over to this edge, right? And I'm way over here, and I don't know that my line's over here. And that's why we use yellow, so that we can always see it, okay? Now, you know those pictures, you're zoomed in, and it's like, what is this? And you have no idea, then it'll zoom out, and it'll be a basketball. That's what the magnifying glass on white is for. That brings everything back into view. You have no frame of reference when you're so close, all you see is you know, the yellow, the little yellow ribs, you know, or not yellow, orange. No idea what color basketball is. But then you zoom out and you can see what it is. You with me?
No.
Yes.
I think talking Chinese, to be honest.
Talking
about
a lot. Arigato
gozaimasu. Totemo oishii.
Very good.
Japanese.
But we didn't know
that. So basically, all I want you to remember, when you zoom in, use 4, 5, or 6.
And what was 3? You said something.
3 is when you want to see everything again. So when you zoom in tight, you're in 4, 5, and 6. When you want to see everything, it's number 3. And I'll call that magnifying glass on yellow or magnifying glass on white. So when I say I want you to see everything, I want you to hit the what?
Three.
Yeah.
I
yep.
learned something.
Magnifying glass on white.
Three.
Who liked the basketball reference? One person.
I loved it.
The magnifying glasses are kind of positioned on that piece of paper, kind of where they're going to zoom in and out.
Yeah, to left edge, right edge, yep. All right.
Yeah, you like that one?
The next page, it says, important flash drive notice. This is going to come up a couple of times in this handout because it's important. And it says so right there. I'm going to issue you a flash drive, and there are rules that come along with using a flash drive. Number one, do not attach your flash drive to the USB connection until you are ready to save your whole project. You do not work off the flash drive, okay? So the flash drive should never be in unless you're saving to it or taking audio from it. And you will never put your flash drive into the tower. You will only ever put your flash drive into that port on top. There's a little white port. You guys have seen it? Yep, that's a USB port. You never use the ones on the tower. Only ever use the one on the desk. You guys got me?
You're going to need some to us tomorrow.
Probably. If not today, but probably tomorrow. For sure tomorrow. No later than tomorrow. Because you need them tomorrow. So, I will never see your flash drive in the port unless you're saving to it or taking audio from it. You're either saving to or taking audio from it. It's never just hanging out there. And then this is just warning you about that over and over again. And the reason why you don't do that is because you will distort your audio. You will corrupt your audio. You do not work off of the flash drive. You work off of the hard drive.
Why does that corrupt it?
Why does it corrupt it? I don't know.
Access speed.
Access speed?
Yeah, I can't read and write fast enough to it.
And what I see students do a lot is they're working off of it and then they'll take it out. And then what does that do? Scrambles everything because it's looking for the audio that you now removed. So there's that very technical reason.
You might get a virus on the drive.
Then there's what I see. So follow the rules. They're here for a reason. All right. We've already created a new session. That was page 3.0. We've already created a new session, yeah?
Yep.
We did. And we saved it. Remember, it's called Tawny Test P1. Yes, ma'am.
How do you select the 40,000 rates?
When you hit File, New Session.
Okay, so it just automatically pops up. You don't have to put anything else. When you open a new session, it just pops up.
When you go File, New Session, it'll ask you that.
Oh.
And then you say OK to 48,000. It's on page 3.0. Letter D. So letter B, File on the menu bar. Letter C, left click New Session. Do you see that?
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had to open something else first.
No, it'll come right up with those directions. Yep.
I got it.
Yep. Good question. I hope you don't think that I'm... Just because I refer to the notes doesn't mean that I'm going, hey, dummy, it's right here.
No.
So don't feel like that. I'm just letting you know that I want you to be able to use this as a source to go to.
Okay?
Yes.
I kind of just feel like you're like,
hey,
it's right here.
Yeah, I kind of sense that, but that's not what I mean at all. Okay.
I do.
So... So that's page 3.0, and all we ever do is hit File, Save All, which is what 3.1 is telling us. Now let's record something in, page 4.0. I'm going to record in some dead air. If I want to record it onto track 1, you guys already know this, what do I select? What do I do to track 1?
R will record.
I hit the R button, yes? Very good. Because I want to record it onto track 1. All right? Now what you don't know is that you have to check levels, and page 4.0 is telling you how to do that. You go down to this levels bar at the bottom, and you pop two left clicks on this levels display at the bottom. See that guy? Those of you in the back, can you see? Pop two left clicks. It's there at the bottom.
Okay.
You just click that twice?
Sorry. Yep. You just click it twice.
Okay.
Yep. Feel free to stand up and take a look.
Doesn't matter where?
No. Does not matter where on the black bar. It's just on this black bar.
The black bar.
Two left clicks on the level display down here.
The black bar.
You see me?
Number.
Right.
You double click that. It doesn't matter where.
Okay, you guys got that?
Yep.
All right. Good levels peak at -3. Way up here.
I know.
You guys just keep switching it up.
Well, no. Good levels is 0. Good levels is 100%. That's totally in. Good levels peak at 100. That's best audio quality. Like if you go meet someone out of here and they're like, hey, where do good levels peak? And you're like, -3. They're going to be like, what are you talking about? Good levels peak at 100%. But we have a safe area that we want you guys to shoot for. On the board, it's -6, right? And on Adobe, it's -3. We're saying you have to hit -6 and you have to hit -3. What you'll find, but good levels peak at 100, which is represented as a 0. So I'll say you hit -3. I want you to bounce around like this. You're up at -3. You're a little bit above -3. A little bit below -3. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
But you can never light up these two guys red above the 0.
If you light up, it says in, it says the red zone on page 4.0, the red zone, those two little squares. Say no to the red zone, yes. When I was a student here, Jim Bell had the phrase, if you go into the red, it's called dropping the baby, and you would never drop the baby.
Oh,
really?
So that is a term that I have never forgotten, that Mr. Bell taught me when I was here. So it's, you're corrupting your audio, you're distorting your audio. If you go into the red, you corrupt your audio, you distort your audio. You've clipped your levels. You've gone over 100%. So I want you to peak at -3, get up to -3. You can go a little bit above it. I don't want you to spend all your time at -6 and once get up to -3. No. I want you to be at -3, go over a little bit. I want to see you bouncing around -3. Okay?
Good.
Now, so we got good levels, right? How do I know? I'm talking in my microphone and I'm adjusting on the board, and that's how I know. Now, I have good levels, I hit record. If my play line is here, it's going to start recording from here. If I take my play line to the beginning, it'll start recording from there. So I'm just going to hit record. So now I am recording dead air. There are two bars because it's left and right channel. This is stereo. We're working in stereo. Left and right channel. Two bars. Flat lines because I'm recording nothing. Space bar to stop. Okay? Now, in this class, I'm going to give this first assignment, I'm going to give you copy to read. You cannot fluff, stumble, or hesitate. You need to be exact to copy. There are reasons for that, and write this down. Copy is approved, maybe on a separate notepad. If you have a running notepad. Copy is approved. Why am I exact to copy, basically? Why do you have to be exact to copy? Copy is approved. There are client specifications.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be legal elements involved. I'll repeat it. Yep, don't worry.
Copy is approved.
Client specifications. And there could be legal elements involved. Why am I exact to copy? Copy is approved. Client specifications and legal elements can be involved. My personal story is, my very first commercial I did as a professional was for waterbeds that were selling for $1,000. And I said $100. Yeah. Big deal, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are going to have copy that doesn't involve prices. But you need to be exact to copy. If it says thanks for listening, say thanks. Just because you feel like it's smarter to say thank you sounds more mature. It's written thanks. You must say thanks. Yes, ma'am.
What's the legal?
There could be legal elements involved. Let's say that another company was called, you know, I don't know. Let's say we have Adidas, but we're pronounced Adidas, and we're, you know, maybe that's it. You can never call it Adidas, or you can never say have it your way for this, for whatever it is. Have it your way, McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's is
that. Yeah, so think of that. There's like a legal element that's contractual to that company, and they want you to specifically say it this way for whatever reason. Maybe they can't say, like Trex Tower. Being an accredited school has all sorts of stuff. You guys get to do commercials. You do not get to do one for Spex Howard. Remember that. You cannot do one for Spex Howard because legally you can't. Legally, you cannot do a commercial for Spex Howard while you are in Spex Howard. It's part of the accreditation process. You guys don't know that. There's all sorts of stuff like that, okay? So if you are given the job to produce a commercial for Spex Howard and you say something, it has to be approved. There's accreditation. There's legal stuff involved. So if you call it a college, say, we're not a college, right? We're not a college. We're a trade school. So you're not allowed to say college. Things like that. So there are legal elements that could be involved. You guys got it?
Yes.
So if you say this and on the copy it says that, you're not exact to copy. If you say A and on the copy it's is, you know, you're not exact to copy. And this is going to blow your mind, but it's the way it has to be. If you are not exact to copy once for any of those things, you're going to lose 15 points.
For every...
No, not for every mistake. just once.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You won't lose it over and over again, but for one mistake, you lose 15 points. I don't add them up. Not that one. I'll add up other things, but not this one. So if you are not exact to copy, if you say the and it's that, how many points do you lose?
15.
So you have to be exact to copy. So let's say that we made a mistake here. We made a mistake. We're not exact to copy. Ready? You're not exact to copy. We can't have it in the assignment. You highlight it and you hit delete on the keyboard. Not backspace, but delete. Highlight it and hit delete on the keyboard. And that is page 5.0, 5.2. But if I made a mistake, I could drag it over, left click and hold, and drop it off again. Did you guys see me do that?
No.
Highlight it, hit delete. Oh, I made a mistake. I drag it over. Highlight it with a left click, hit delete. I made a mistake. I left click and hold and drag it over and drop it off. Where am I getting it from?
The master.
Yes, the edit view. It's coming from the edit view. I have not deleted it from the edit view, so I'm able to drag it over.
Right?
No, we have not saved yet.
Edit undo.
We haven't saved yet. You could do the undo, highlight it, and hit delete. You could hit this undo button, but I wanted to let you know that that's why we don't edit in the edit view, because we can drag that guy back. Okay? So, but we don't want it. We made a mistake. We deleted it. You with me?
Yes.
Now we're going to record it again. R, two left clicks, hit record. And it started recording from where I had my play line. It started recording from where I had my play line, and it says track 1, parentheses 2. That means it's the second take on track 1. Space bar to stop. If I don't like it, what do? Highlight it and hit backspace?
Delete.
Highlight it and hit delete on the keyboard.
What happens if you hit backspace?
It won't do anything.
Oh, okay.
So you hit record. Now it's track 1, parentheses 3. So now it's my third take, okay? Space bar to stop. It's perfect. It's awesome. This is what you do when it's awesome. Page 6.0. I promise you we will go on break in 3 minutes. We will go on break in 3 minutes. All right, now you want this, right? As soon as you want it, page 6.0, this is what you do. Disengage R. I actually don't see that. So above A, like right after save all, put a little note that says disengage R. Because you don't want to record over it on accident. So disengage R. After 6.0 save all.
Okay.
Because before A, you want to disengage R. Before doing A, you want to disengage R so that you don't leave it in record. Because you don't want to record over it. So now I disengage R. I go file, save all. Now I must navigate to my folder to make sure I'm there. Here I am, Tawny Test P1. To make sure, I could go Studio C, Documents and Settings, Studio Dad, My Documents, Tawny Test P1, and open it. And this is a Windows PCM.wav. This is what we are working in, Windows PCM.wav. Do not save it as an MP3 or... AIF or any of these other things. It needs to be a Windows PCM.wav. Then it's called track 1.3. If I see that, I know that you do not care enough in your saving process to name your wave what it is. So that's a cue for me to know that you're not saving correctly, because you're going to name it. And let's say that this is your open. So you would call it open. And then click save.
Will you use that entire process one more time?
Yeah, let's record in on track 2. Engage R, 2 left clicks to get my levels, and hit record. So now I'm recording on track 2, my middle, say. Spacebar to stop. I absolutely love it. I was perfect. I disengage R. It's the first thing I do. Mm-hmm. Then I go to file and save all. Now I'm going to navigate to my folder. That's that arrow. Okay, I see that I'm in Tawny Test P1, but just to make sure, I go to Studio C, Documents and Settings, Studio Dad, My Documents, then I find my folder, Tawny Test P1, I open it. I see that it's a Windows PCM.wav. I'm going to name it. This is what I said was my middle.
and I click save. So now open and middle is in the folder with my Tawny Test P1 session. Yes?
So the each line, that two...
Track?
Yeah, that two, like, just play back to back, you know, like...
If I were to play this right now, it's going to play over each other. Yep. That's why when a multi-track program, you would line it up like this. So this one would play, and then this one would play. Unless you wanted them to play at the same time. And this is just a right click and drag. I can move them anywhere I want. Just because I recorded it in on track one doesn't mean I can't move it down to the middle of track three. So right click, hold, and drag. Okay? So do never overlap. Let me show you this real quick. Okay, never overlap. Look what happened. I totally obscured one, didn't I?
Will they play at the same time?
Yes. So do not overlap them. You want to always have them everything visible. Don't throw everything up on one track because you're going to obscure something. All right, now I want this. I hit File, Save All. Okay? I'm going to exit out, and then we're going to go to break. But I'm going to exit out. It says, hey, do you want to save changes to track 1, 2? It also say, you know, do you want to save changes to track 1? If I had done a million takes that I deleted, it's going to ask me if I want to save those changes. This is where I say no to all. No to all. And I don't really know. I don't think that's actually written in the notes. But maybe at 6.0, at the beginning of 6.0, after hitting File, Save All, and you want to close the session, say no to all. No to all. Maybe at the end, at the end of 6.0. When I'm closing out the session, when I exit out, it says, hey, Heather, do you want to save all these things you deleted? I say no to all. Because I deleted them for a reason. So I was saying at the end of page 6.0, if I don't see it typed in there, when you exit out of a session, and it asks you if you want to save all the ways you deleted, say no to all. When you exit out of a session and it wants you to save all the ways that you deleted, say no to all. When you exit out of the session and it asks you to save all the ways that you deleted, say no to all. No to all. Oh, no. No to all.
Only half.
So I want you guys to come back at a quarter after. A quarter after. So that's 15 after. If you're late, you're late.